Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and you are listening to Quran Quest, the program that studies the verses of the Quran one by one with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's always an honor and a pleasure. I would like to send my condolences to the Shia Ummah. It's one day after the burial anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and 2 days after the martyrdom of Imam Sajjad, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. And hopefully today we'll be talking about Imam Sajjad and As-Sahif As-Sajjadi a little bit.
Thank you very much. Yes, I extend my condolences as well to you and our listeners. We're on chapter 77 of the Quran, Al-Mursalat, also translated as emissaries, or those sent forth. Let's listen to verses 5 onwards from this chapter, and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فالملقيات ذكرا.
And those angels who deliver a message. As justification or warning. Indeed, what you are promised is to occur.
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you listen to verses 5 onwards from chapter 77 of the Quran. So in the previous episode when we studied verses 1 to 4, we said that what the things that God is swearing by, the discerners discerning, the storming tempest by, the spreader spreading, and the other verse, could either be referring to angels or to winds. On verse 5 it says, and by those who bring forth the reminder, on verse 6, to excuse or to warn. It does seem like it's pointing out to perhaps angels over here.
Here it's very clear that it's about angels, and that even those who state that the first four verses were about the winds, right? When it comes to this verse, they state that this is about the angels. Although, I haven't seen anyone claim it, but I'm claiming it right now. You could say that these al-mulqiyati dhikra, those who bring down reminder, it could be for those kinds of winds that bring catastrophes that kind of remind people of an upper power.
Like the sandstorms that we're having now.
For example, I'm just saying this could be. People, I'm not saying it is.
People prayed the Salat al-Ayat during these sandstorms, yes, in Iraq and some people in Iran.
So at the end of the day, it could be a reminder in this kind of meaning, right? Mm-hmm. This is very important for me, because on the day of judgment, I don't want to stand and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells me, you interpreted the Quran in this manner, and what was your evidence? I'm saying it could be. This is what the Mufassirin state. What I believe is something else, maybe, right? So please do not say this is Habib's opinion. So just keep it in mind. These could be theories. These are what's available in the books of Tafasir. I'm just a messenger here. I'm just a mirror. Now, of course, those who state that it's the angels, meaning the angels that bring down the revelations to the prophets, they bring down the reminders. And I think we've talked about this before, and we will talk more about this later on. The meaning of dhikr, when we say dhikr or reminder, what does it mean? It means that the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in us before our creation in this world,
our birth,
like the knowledge that he gave us that there's a creator, that he is Allah, that there's a prophet, he is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, there's a successor to the prophet, he is Amir al-Mu'mineen, as stated in our sayings. When we came into this world, we forgot these kinds of this knowledge given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of what is available in our innate, in our nature, in our belief, before we were even created in this world. Because your creation is not, the beginning of your creation is not when you came out of your mama's belly. The beginning of your creation was when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you fi alam al-dar, in alam al-dar.
Thank you very much. We're going to have to take a break now, but we'll be back after the break to further this discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're on chapter 77. So God has offered a few oaths or swears, and now it's time for Him to answer. Is verse 7 the answer to these oaths? Surely what you are promised will befall. And we said that this is about the Day of Judgment.
Yes, it is. And what you were promised by our Prophet is that there is a Day of Judgment. There is a purpose of life. And that's something that Islam and the Abrahamic religions, all of them, they kind of touch on. The availability, the existence of a purpose of life. And this really intrigues me a lot. You know, when I look upon it, I look at, upon our community, our societies nowadays, there's one thing missing in every human being, I feel. Like, if you're not religious, or if you're not, well, even though you call yourself, for example, a Muslim, a Christian, or I don't care, but at the end of the day, you still, you have to believe that there's a purpose to your life. Some of them believe that there's a purpose to life. Some of them don't believe that there's a purpose to life. Rather, we are fighting in this world to whoever becomes king for like 80 years, 70 years, and then you die and there's nothing after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Islam, from the beginning of Adam till our time now, the religion of Islam, that Allah, the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's based on this belief that there is a purpose of life, a purpose to life. And this purpose to life is that you will be rewarded or punished in the hereafter. And that needs a day of judgment. It needs a day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and He is the just, let's say, judge between the creations. You did this, you did this, you deserve this, you deserve that. And of course, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world created it as a test, as an exam. This is something that every Muslim has it clear in their minds. This world is not, we have not come into this world to live here forever. This is not our total destination or our final destination. It's the beginning of a long path on the Day of Judgment. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put up a lot of blessings. We will talk about some in the coming verses, and we've talked about them before in previous chapters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put out an order for human beings to reach a purpose. And every human being should be running towards this purpose.
Okay, thank you very much for the very nice explanation. What is the connection between these sets of oaths and the answer right here?
Now, before answering your question, I want to put out something that I thought I couldn't find in the tafasir, right? Like in interpretation books, not in ulum al-Quran or like lectures or anything. I thought it wasn't available until I read Al-Mizan during this chapter. And it's pretty much the concept of the relationship. There has to be a relationship between the oaths and what Allah subhanahu, the answer to the oaths, let's say. Wali Umrik, for example, he tells the Prophet, I swear on your life that they are wrong. They are wrong by, you know, calling you crazy or calling you satanic or wicked or whatever. If you see that there's a connection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing, is giving oath by the life of the Prophet, which is an infallible soul, an infallible spirit, an infallible human being. And what is the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's answer that they are, that he is not wicked and that they are, you know, deceived or they are wrong? It's that they are swearing that you are wrong. You are doing something that is fallible, but you are infallible. There's that connection, right? That's one verse. The other verse is like how we talked about wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. We're talking about like the time. We talked about that before over, during that chapter. There has to be a connection between these oaths and between, you know, the answers to them. It comes from the eloquence of the Arabic language, right? And here as well, it doesn't, you know, it's not something.
It's not exempt.
It's not an exemption from this rule. And we will talk about that, inshallah, after the
break. All right, we'll be back after the break to discuss the connection between these oaths and the answer. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, and we're on chapter 77. We've studied the few oaths that come from verses 1 to 6 of chapter 77 and the answer. And Brother Habib, just before the break, you were going to explain the connection between these oaths and the answer.
When you look at the creation of the angels, and of course here I just want to put some light on As-Sahif As-Sajjadiyya as well before going into your answer. And As-Sahif As-Sajjadiyya, there's, if I'm not wrong, the third or fourth supplication available in As-Sahif As-Sajjadiyya is about praying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the angels. And of course, that's the way of Imam Sajjad in his dua and his supplications, especially in Sahih As-Sajjadiyya, is that he gives you information while you're praying and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's really a treasure of knowledge. And for the listeners following IRIB, there's this show that IRIB has also about Sahih As-Sajjadiyya, given by one of the great mashayikh available in Qom. It's very beautiful. Go ahead and follow it. Look at the knowledge is given by Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam, by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in this supplication. You know that Sahih As-Sajjadi is called Zabur al-Muhammad for a reason. It's called because of the knowledge that it has, because of the eloquence that it has, because of the meanings that it touches. Just the way and method that how to pray with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Imam Sajjad, an infallible figure. A person who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly. And who knows how to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take your supplications from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Take this knowledge from Imam Sajjad. Don't go and run after supplications from Fulan and Fulan. Now, during there, when he sends the blessings towards the angels, he gives out their many different jobs that they have, right? So here we have some kind of jobs that are mentioned here, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving oath by these angels that have their jobs. What is the reason of their jobs? What is the goal of their jobs? It's so that human beings
are well prepared for the purpose which is the day of judgment.
Exactly. Their matters, all of them, for example, we need life. The age limit for ourselves can go up, can go down by our actions. Our wealth can go up, can go down. The rain, this, that, are different matters in everyday life. All of these are for human beings in this world. Human beings in this world are for what? For the purpose of that main purpose that we talked about in the beginning of the show. So there is this connection between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating the angels, giving them obligations and duties and tasks, and them doing these duties and tasks for no reason. There has to be a reason. What is the reason? To aid human beings in reaching their purpose. And that is why that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving oath by these, you know, by their jobs, by what they do, by these angels, and on the day that's gonna come, the day that they are denying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he puts these angels, did he put it for no reason? Or does he create a day of judgment and where he's gonna judge us and does not give us the proper tools needed to reach the true purpose of our lives?
Thank you very much. That was a very, very nice explanation about the connection between these oaths and the answer, and that all of this is not futile. It's for an end goal which will be delivered on the Day of Judgment. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. I would like to once again extend our condolences, me and the team here at IRIB English Radio, for the burial ceremony of Imam Hussein, the martyrdom of Imam Sajjad, and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein that was a few days ago. They all went for us to find God, the purpose of our life. If you missed this episode, don't worry. You can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن هذا القرآن
you.